Psalm chapter 2 in your Bibles. This is going to be interesting here. Amen. This is going to be good. I want to talk to you tonight about conspiracies. And I don't mean, when I say conspiracies, I don't mean just from a worldly standpoint, but I want to show you biblically. What does the Bible say about conspiracies? I don't want to take you to Alex Jones or to take you to these radio talk show hosts or even, you know, a secular reading or anything like that. I want to show you from the Word of God what the Bible says, because today what's happening in our world is if you talk about conspiracies or you talk about things, there's nothing going on like that. You hear that from the President of the United States. Oh, no, there's nothing going on. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't care what Alex Jones says. I don't care what talk show hosts say. I don't care what the secular world says. What does the Bible say? What's going on according to the Scriptures? Let's take it back to the King James Bible, and let's use the authority of the King James Bible. And you'll dispel some of this garbage that's out there from people that want you to shut up and not talk about what's really going on in this world today. What's really happening from a biblical standpoint. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless us now, Lord. I pray you meet our needs and take care of us, Lord. Help us to glean this from your word today. Help us to understand it and grow thereby. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Psalms chapter 2 in your Bibles. What's the Bible say here? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Wow, look at that. It says here that the kings of the earth, all the governments of the earth, this sounds like it's speaking of a time that's going to come here. Well, it sounds like something that's been going on for a long time. Let us break their band. It says here, together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Now we're going to compare that scripture, by the way, because it's going to come back again, that rod of iron. Remember that. In this discussion on conspiracies, that's going to come back again. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. I like this. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest ye be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. That's right. Amen is right. We see this here. The Bible's talking about what? There's a conspiracy. Well, there's a conspiracy. What's the conspiracy? That the world leaders are being empowered, are being led to war against the Christ, to war against God, the very God that created them, the very God that fashioned them and formed this world, that spoke this world into existence. And what do they want to do? They want to war against him. Not only him, but what did they do to the Son when he came? They crucified him. Amen? They didn't want him. In fact, they killed the Lord of the vineyard. They killed his Son. Remember that parable? Jesus talked about that, the Lord of the vineyard, how they killed his... Oh, if I send my Son, surely they'll reverence my Son. No. They killed him. Amen. Anytime we see something going on in this world, we should test it in the light of the Scriptures. Don't believe what some talk show host says. Don't believe what somebody else... Look and see what the Bible says about it. I could care less what all of these people say about that. It's not that I don't think they have some valuable resources and anything else. That's fine. That's great. I've watched some videos, Loose Change and some other videos, 9/11 truth videos, the Oklahoma City bombing videos, all those things. Listen, I think they're right. But I don't think they're right from what those men told me. I think they're right because I can see it in the Scriptures. There's a game. There's something going on. There's a mystery going on here. There's somebody dealing in secret. There's a worldwide conspiracy that is taking place, that has been a part of a worldwide conspiracy ever since someone spoke those words, "Yea, hath God said?" There's been a worldwide conspiracy. And man is a part of that conspiracy. What does that word mean? Conspiracy. It's a combination of men for an evil purpose. An agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. Particularly a combination to commit treason. Excite sedition or insurrection against the government of a state. A plot as a conspiracy against the life of the king. A conspiracy against the government. To conspire, listen to this, listen to the word conspire in the 1828 dictionary. Conspire means to plot, to breathe. To breathe. What does that mean? Spira. You see that word? Spira in there? Spirit. See it? You see the idea that's given there? The conspiracy, conspire. That has that pneuma, that breath, that word breath in there. Listen to this. It says, but the primary sense is to throw, to wind, hence spira, a fold, a circle, a wreath, or a band, and the sense of the verb is to breathe together, or more probably to wind or band together. Talk about a spirit to conspire. First of all, let me say this to you. The King James Bible is our authority concerning conspiracies. It's not some talk show host. It's not somebody like that. I don't need the nightly news to report, or I don't need to watch a movie like Loose Change or anything else like that to understand there's a conspiracy going on. Now, I've watched them, and I don't think there's anything wrong with watching them. But I understand that I can see it from the scriptures. I can see what's going on. We believe the Bible. My authority is the Word of God. It's not some politician. It's not some talk show host. The Bible talks about conspiracies. Let's look at a few. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let's look at a few conspiracies and make some comparisons to the conspiracy there is against Christ and against God the Father today. The conspiracy that's there. 2 Samuel 15:12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city, even from Gilgal, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. What happened here? Well, David's son Absalom was brought back by Joab into the kingdom, and he came back to him. And what happened? Well, Absalom stood at the gate where the king was, and he stood at his gate, and all the men that came, he conspired against the king. What did he do? He set himself up as a king. He set himself up as an anti-King David. A picture of the Antichrist. He's a great picture of the Antichrist when you study out who Absalom really is, where he comes from, just the fact of what his whole game plan was. His whole game plan was to steal the kingdom from David. It was to take it. It was to assume the kingdom. And to take it from his father. That was his game plan. And he did. He conspired. It says the conspiracy was great. Moreover, he got some help from somebody that was wise. Ahithophel was a wise man. Ahithophel was one of the best counselors ever to David. He was one of the wisest. It says nobody's counsel was like the counsel of Ahithophel. What is that a picture of? The Antichrist the beast will empower, the dragon will empower the Antichrist and give him great power and great authority and great wisdom. He'll give him all of those things in the end times. It'll be the same picture. It's a conspiracy. He will gather the kings of the earth together. David's son Absalom did the same thing. He conspired all the noblemen, everybody. Their heart was turned toward Absalom. What is the Antichrist going to do? Turn everybody's heart towards him and away from God. That's exactly what he's going to do. What did he even do? He even went into David's concubine and defiled David's concubine. Right in front of all to see. Right before God and everybody, right before them, he defiled it. Why? So all would see it, what he had done, his open blasphemy. And he will speak great swelling words against the Most High. Remember that? And he'll blaspheme the Most High. That's exactly what he was doing. That's exactly what Absalom was doing with David. He was blaspheming his father. The Bible talks about he came up to his father's couch. Reuben did that. I think it was Reuben or Simeon. They came up and he stole one of Jacob's wives away from him. and committed fornication with one of his wives. Why was he doing that? He was discrediting his father. He was blaspheming his own father. He was mocking him. And he was punished for it greatly. He defiles him, just like the beast and the dragon will give power to the Antichrist, his power and seat and great authority. In other words, there's a spirit that was working here. Absalom was working under a spirit. Now, if you remember right, there was a punishment on David. This happened because, if you'd never heard this before, go back and listen to a sermon I preach called The Fourfold Judgment of the Man After God's Own Heart. Because in that sermon I cover exactly the fourfold judgment that took place and why David was in trouble. Why the sword did not pass from David's house. And that's why David had the problems. It was evil that came upon David because of what he had done. Anyway, but in other words, there's a secret, there's a conspiracy to overthrow the work of God. David was the man after God's own heart. David was the one that was chosen, but they conspired against him. In fact, it's interesting because if you read some of the Psalms, and I don't remember which one it is today, but you can look yourself, David is talking about he's lying in bed and he's listening. And he can hear people conspiring against him while he's sleeping. While he's laying there, he can hear people that I cannot remember. I think it's in that sermon that I preached. I think I referenced it. But David was sitting there, and he could hear people. He could hear people talking about him. And they were conspiring against the Lord's anointed. That's what they were doing. And it was a strong conspiracy. And look what happened. And you know, we'll talk about that a little bit later here. Turn your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 4, if you would. Nehemiah chapter 4. I want to show you another conspiracy. Conspiracies are in the Bible. Nehemiah chapter 4. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we had builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it." What is this a picture of right here? It's a picture of that end times. That battle when the Antichrist will sit on the throne of God, when all the forces of this world will be against God, when Jesus Christ will come back. But they are setting up, what are they doing? They are conspiring together to hurt the work of the Lord. Now, do you think that Satan is doing that today? Do you think he's conspiring to hurt the work of the Lord? Do you think he even has access to world leaders and everybody else to where they're conspiring against the Lord? There's a great conspiracy against God. There's a great conspiracy against Christ. There's a great conspiracy against the Word of God. We see that too with all these perversions of perverted Bible versions that are out there today. That if you don't think that's a conspiracy again, all that Westcott and Hort, all they were a bunch of spiritists, bunch of devil possessed people that got their hands on the Bible and thought they would change it. It's a conspiracy. "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them." Nehemiah, he came back to build that wall. He was doing a work for God. What happened? Those that wanted to conspire against him came together. And they said, we're gonna stop it. We're gonna stop the work of God from being done. Now the Bible tells us the spirit that works against God. I've told you many times that there's a spirit that is working. We see it in the Word of God. Many times there's a spirit that's working toward a new world order. It's the spirit. The more studying I do week after week, the more I am absolutely convinced that it's bigger than what any of us have even realized. It's in every facet of your life. It's in every form of government that you can imagine. It's in everything and everywhere. It's in churches. It's in religion. It's in politics. It's in finances. It's in everything. World domination. For what reason? To be against Christ. There is an end game, and we'll talk about it. We're not going to talk about the end game, but I'll give you a little hint to the end game. The end game is a three-letter word. DNA. That's the end game. That's the conspiracy. That's the plan. But we'll cover that next week. We're not going to get into that tonight. But that's the plan. DNA. That's the plan. That's what it's about. Making man a god. That's what it's about. That's the game. It's always been the game. It's the mystery. That's the hidden hand. That's the mystery. That's the esoteric religions. That's what it's about. That's what the whole thing is about. That man will be as gods. The fulfillment of the promise to Eve. Ye shall not surely die. Ye shall be gods. That's the end game. We'll talk about it next week, though. I'll show you DNA in the Bible. I'll show you the examples of it in the Bible. I'll show you the examples of the book that is your DNA and everything from the Scriptures. But anyway, what I want to talk about here tonight is the Bible tells us that this spirit that works against us, it tells us. You say, why do you believe that there's a new world order? Do you believe it because of Alex Jones? Or do you believe it because of a talk show host? No, I believe because the Bible says so. That's why I actually believe the Bible, and all this other evidence is great. But I can show you in the Bible that it's real. I also, by the way, let me say this to you. I'm happy for these alternative radio and alternative media and everything else to get some liberty and some truth out there. But I'm going to tell you another thing. I am not going to let some Jesuits and some Masons lead me into a war. You understand that? I'm not going to let them do that to me either. Because that's the other end game, that a bunch of Jesuits and a bunch of Masons come together and they want you to get in a war with your own government. They want you to fight. They want you to battle. But we ain't going to win that battle with guns. You ain't going to beat the devil. And you're not going to beat the Antichrist. You're not going to do it with guns and liberty and a constitution or anything else. So get it out of your mind, because it ain't happening. You're not going to do it like that. It's going to take Christ to come back and destroy it. It's not going to be humanity rising. We'll talk about that in a second too. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about following these outside sources of men that are talk show hosts and all these other pundits and political pundits that say that their favorite saying is the spirit of 1776 will defeat the spirit of 1984. No, it won't, because the spirit of 1776 was Masonic. It really was Masonic. It really was Masonic. The whole thing was Masonic. Anyway, I don't have time to get into that. I will share that with you, though, and I'll give you the whole gauntlet of it. And then you'll be really happy with me, and I'll ruin all your 4th of Julys. But anyway, it won't ruin it, but it'll make you understand the truth. What was really going on here, because we don't really know. I mean, what we believe is true, what we've been told in history books, is not what happened. Part of it is, I mean, there were some good Christian people that came over here, but guess what happens when there's good Christian people? There's bad people too. And there's bad people with a lot of money. Anyway, I'm all for protecting your family, but you better be careful. Turn your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't follow this spirit of liberty over the cliff. All right? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of these guys that are out there trying to whoop up the team and get them going here, they'll be sitting in a safe house somewhere while you're dead. All right? Better understand that real quick. They're going to protect themselves. If you think a bunker, if you think an underground chamber, if you think any of that's going to protect you from the Antichrist or the beast or this world system, it ain't gonna. It's not gonna. You're going to have to trust in God. You're going to have faith in God. Amen? Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Falling away first. You think we're pretty close? Does it look like we're pretty close to falling away when you can't walk into a mainstream Baptist church today and get the truth? Except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. Who opposeth, look at the Spirit now, watch the Spirit here, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped. So that he as God, look at that. Now, do you believe the King James Bible is correct, don't you? Brother Paul, how's that spelled? Do you see that? Why is that spelled like that? That's spelled capital G. O-D. Exactly. He is going to have the whole world fooled into believing he's God. He is going to sit as God. Do you understand that? So, look at your Bible. Every word matters. Would you look at it? It says, so he that as God sitteth in the temple that is called God. Excuse me, let me back up. Oh, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Now, wait a minute. He's going to sit in the temple and all that is worshipped. So what's he going to do? Change everything. He's going to change everything. What do you mean? Well, this spirit, this conspiracy, the great conspiracy, right? What is he going to do? Well, he's going to make the Muslims want to worship him. They're not going to fight with the Jews anymore over that. Why? Because all the world will wander after the beast, that's why. He'll be that prophet they're looking for. He'll be that one to come. So what does he do? He changes everything. I don't know how he does it. I'm assuming he unlocks some dark secrets of old and he shows some things that will make people say, oh, you mean we were all one? Yeah, we were. Oh, okay, there's nothing to fight over anymore. He's going to find some better manuscripts like these antichrists that run around today and do that. Ooh, that was rough, but true. Anyway, let's go back to this. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Look at that. Look at your Bible. All that is called God. He's going to exalt himself above the Word of God, the institution of God, any type of worship of God, any type of remembrance of God. He's going to say, I'm the one you've been waiting for. I don't want to give you too much of a hint, but because I don't want to get off on that trail. But I'm the one, I'm that Superman you were looking for. Remember that one you were looking for? Remember all the movies that showed you about people coming from the sky and they came with power? And they fixed everything. I'm that guy. I rose up from the ashes of humanity. I rose up from the sea, and I'm that guy. And I have that perfect DNA. I have that perfect power. I exalt myself above God. Well, who does this sound like? Doesn't this sound like the book of Isaiah? Doesn't it sound like when Satan said his five things that he was going to do, he's going to send to the sides of the north, he was going to be like the Most High? He was going to sit on the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north? That's what he said. Five things. Seven words. He said, I will be like the Most High. Seven words. Yep. That's him. But notice it says here, it says all that is called God or that is worshipped. Well, what does that mean? Don't you understand? There isn't going to be an Islam anymore. There isn't going to be a Judaism anymore. There isn't going to be any of those things. What is it going to be? His religion. A one world religion where everybody follows him. Everybody follows him. So you know your family members that didn't want to believe in Jesus Christ, rejected Jesus Christ, when that Superman appears, when he comes from Krypton. Krypton means a mystery, means hidden. It's part of Kabbalah. Brother Joe, it's part of Jewish mysticism. Yeah. It's the mystery. How did they know that? Because they're devils. That's how they knew that. Anyway. Or that is worshipped. I wouldn't plan on preaching this long on this, but I kind of like this. Anyway. That is called God or that is worshipped. So that he, as God, not just claiming, but the lost people will believe, hey, that's God. But wait a minute, he's a man. I know. We'll talk about that more next week, but that's God. That's how he's coming as God. Showing himself, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? He said, Paul said, hey, that guy ain't been here yet. I mean, I'm still here and I'm telling you, he ain't here. Amen? He's not here. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. That's an interesting statement right there, by the way. I don't have time to go into that either, but it is very interesting. Four. We can say four. Or we can explain because. We're not changing the word. We're just simply saying that those words were used. So there's not a better translation for it. Four is right. We're just dumb sometimes, so we can't figure that out. So I'm just explaining it to us. Hey, Ben, I just want you to understand that. I'm not correcting it. I'm just explaining it because the Bible's up here. And our understanding a lot of times is way down here. Because we don't study it. It's very simple, but we just don't study it. Anyway, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Wait a minute. So Paul is saying, hey, the Antichrist hasn't got here yet, but the mystery of iniquity is working. It doth already work. Wait a minute. Is Paul saying that the conspiracy was already at work? Yeah. Yeah, see, I don't need to go to, I don't need to go to, Alex Jones, or I don't need to go to any other radio talk show host to figure out, and see news reports and see the Rothschilds and the bankers and all those evil bankers that are out there and the CIA and the NSA listening to me right now. I don't have to go to all those and say, well, I know you. No, I can look at you and say, I know you're being led by a devil. I know you are. I know you're into a new world order. I know what you're trying to usher in. I know what the nose-picking, booger-eating Pope is trying to do. I already understand what he's trying to do. Old Papa is bringing it in for the whore. That's what he's doing. He's getting all the whores back together again. That's exactly what he's doing. That's easy to say. And by the way, the Bible calls it that too, so don't get mad at me. It's exactly what it says, the great. Why? Because it's spiritual adultery. And God's going to burn her in her own bed for it. Amen. It's going to happen. He says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. What is the end game then? The end of this is world domination. All that they've been trying to do since yea hath God said, all that they've been trying, since they said, he shall be as gods. Basically, he looked at Eve and he said, trust me on this one, Eve. You're going to be gods. God knows it. He doesn't want you to ascend to the sides of the north. He doesn't want you to be like the Most High. The sad thing is they already were. They were glorified. I mean, they lived a great life. They were perfect. They didn't sin. I mean, they weren't God. They didn't have to be. They walked with him. But he said, hey, Eve, you'll be as gods. So then what's happened ever since? Well, the game plan, to make them gods. Don't you see? That's been the plan the whole time. That's been the promise the whole time, is to make man a god. Why? Because then I don't need God. That's the plan. That's the plan with the mystery religions. That's always been the plan. Genesis 3, ye shall not surely die. God doth know the day that ye eat thereof. He knows. He knows you're going to be gods. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 8. This will be interesting. John chapter 8, please, in verse number 44. I like the King James Bible. I love it. Just how it explains everything so thoroughly. John chapter 8 and verse number 44. Look at this. He's saying to these Pharisees, he says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Now watch this. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. Stop there. What is he saying? When he speaketh a lie, well, he speaketh of his own. Who's his own? Well, who's the truth? So then who's the lie? Uh-uh. Who's the truth? The Christ. Who's the lie? The Antichrist. That's what he's saying here. Watch closely. He's saying, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. He's the father of the lie. He's the father of the great lie, the greatest lie ever told. What is that? That man can ascend and be a god? So he's going to make sure it happens. And Jesus is telling you here that that's the game plan, that's the plan. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and he's the father of it. He's the father of the lie. The Bible is telling you the whole world will be in deception and a conspiracy. That conspiracy, that spirit. You almost could do a play on words there, that con job. Yes. All the world will accept the lie. All the world will accept the Antichrist. Accept a remnant that will believe and not be fooled by the lie. There will be a remnant here that believes and is not fooled by the lie. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us the course of this world. You've got to get this. I know I've given it to you before, but you've got to understand this. There's only two courses in this world. If you think I'm going to trust a bunch of lost talk show hosts that try to tell me about the New World Order, no, I'm going to trust my King James Bible, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to look, because I have the Spirit of God inside of me, and I'm going to say, what does the Bible say about it? Well, the Bible says that there's only two courses in this world. Only two. And you, if he quickened, you were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You, before you were saved, you walked according to the course of this world. What's the course of this world? Death. Antichrist. Where does the course of the world end? All the world wandering after the beast. That's where it ends. That's the game plan. That's the end game. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. Look at that, by nature. The children of wrath. Even as others. But God, I love that part, don't you? Don't you love that? But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Isn't that a blessing? Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. There's two courses, and there's the course of this world, and there's the way, the truth, and the life. There's the course of this world, or that way of the world, which is the Antichrist. That's the end. That's the conspiracy. That's the conspiracy that's there. Do you understand that? Now, everything else that you see with this that goes on, oh, they're trying to take over the U.S. They're trying to take over the... Well, yeah, that's all happening, yes. They're trying to spy, the Patriot Act, yeah, that's all happening. But don't you understand? All that has to happen. That doesn't mean we don't resist it. That doesn't mean we don't do right. But all those things have to happen. Why? Because that's what he said. How do you think he's going to be given power and great authority? Oh, I'm sorry, do you think the devil's going to be scared of the Constitution? You going to wave the Constitution at him? You going to look at the beast in the face and say, the spirit of 1776 will take you over! You going to do that, really? Oh, okay. Sure you are. No, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. If you're lost, you're going to follow him. And you're gonna wonder after the beast. That's what you're gonna do. You're not gonna try waving a constitution because he's gonna laugh at it when you wave a constitution to the devil. And say, but the constitution, but the spirit of 1776. Yeah, let me tell you something about that spirit of 1776. That ain't gonna do you any good. Because you're gonna be fooled. You're gonna be fooled by the Antichrist if you're lost. If you don't have the spirit of God, then you're on the course of this world. That's a conspiracy. That's a real conspiracy. Now, all these other conspiracies that come off, you say, do you believe them? You better believe I believe it. When I look at Waco, when I look at Oklahoma City bombing, when I look at 9/11, when I look at all these and I trace everything and trace the numbers and trace the patterns. See, they'll tell you that, well, and again, I'm not getting into the legitimacy of what everybody's saying, but just, I'll give you an example. Well, Timothy McVeigh, he didn't work alone. He was in a camp before. I believe all that. I really, cause I've seen it. I mean, I believe it. But the point is not that. The point is, what's the spirit behind it? I believe it. I believe he was trained to do what he did. I believe he was led by a spirit too. Do you understand that? I believe that those that did 9/11 were led by a spirit too. I believe that. I believe the man that blew up that Arthur Murray building. Arthur Murray was a 33rd degree Mason. That blew up that was free. He was a 33rd degree Mason, which is really weird. And it was on a route called 77. Well, anyway, but you follow that all the way to Waco, and it gets even weirder. But anyway, and David Koresh died when he was 33 years old. You see, I don't think anybody could put that together. Yeah, I think the devil's been putting it together for years. See, do you understand in Freemasonry, the devil is the master architect? He's that great architect. He's the one. He's Apollyon. He's the architect. He's the devil. He's the one that's putting it all together. You mean you really think that they could do this with all the numbers and all those other things? Well, let me tell you something. If you guys can figure out how to fix big computers, and you can figure out how to run electrics, and you can figure out how to do that, I believe the spirit of the devil led these men to do what they did. And you'll never get me to believe that some guy with a big towel on his head in a cave somewhere with remote control orchestrated this whole thing. Because that's the story I'm being fed. And if you think I believe that, you need to check your own sanity, because that's nuts. This guy, hey, what is he playing, Pac-Man in a cave somewhere? I can't even get a signal in my own house. I got this stupid Sprint phone. I can't even get a signal there. Okay? Lee calls me all the time and it hangs up. You telling me that? And Lee calls me back and says, AT&T. I can't even get a signal in my own house. You're telling me that guy did. Okay, sure he did. Okay, anyway, do you see the point? No, what do I believe? I believe what the Bible says. What does it say in Psalm chapter 2? What's it say? I'm not done yet, by the way, but I'm going to hurry up just to finish. But the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. I believe what the Apostle Paul said. He said, no, the Antichrist isn't here yet. Comfort your heart. He hasn't showed up yet. The great falling away has to take place first, and he hasn't showed up yet. So just comfort your heart. He's not here yet. No, it hasn't passed. All these things haven't passed yet. Just calm down. But just know this, that the spirit that is leading that Antichrist is here. Is alive and well. It's working. It's a mystery. Listen, those that are not saved will be deceived and are deceived by the Antichrist. You better make sure what you have is real. I'm going to tell you that right now. You better make sure you're born again by the Spirit of Almighty God. You've repented and been born again. Because there's a great deceivableness that is coming upon all the world. And you better make sure what you have is real and you're born again by the Spirit of God. Don't play games with God. Don't play games. Don't gamble with your own soul. If what you have isn't real, you better get the real thing today. You better get born again by God's Spirit. Don't play games. Because upon the authority of Scripture, you listen to this. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Strong delusion. Strong. So you know these talk show hosts that are out there, and listen, I'm not against them. I'm not against what they're trying to do as far as, you know, liberty and but I want you to understand, because I'm a Bible preacher, not a political pundit. Amen! I'm called by God, not money. Amen? And I'm telling you what the Bible says. That if you're following some man right now more than you are this book, that includes any pastor, myself, or anybody else. If you're following them more than you are this book right here, the King James Bible, and you're not following the Spirit of God, then you are going to be deceived. If you've not been born again, you're going to be deceived with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Oh, who's the lie? Well, that's the Antichrist. They're going to believe him. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, that they all might be damned. You know what that damned means? Do you know that's eternal damnation in hell, in the lake of fire for all of eternity? Do you understand what that's what that means? That's what damned means when you damn somebody. That's what that means. Amen? But have pleasure in unrighteousness. It's the lie versus the truth. The Bible says the conspiracy is strong. Amen? I've heard these liberty people say this. Without the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, they say things like, humanity will overcome the New World Order. Let me break it to you, friend. Humanity is the New World Order. Okay? Okay. Humanity is the New World Order. The only thing it's waiting on is the seed. and that's on its way. As soon as it gets that, they're ready to war. That's what they're waiting for. To believe humanity will rise to overcome. By the way, that's like the phoenix rising. What they're saying to you is, maybe they know this and maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't have time to wonder. All I have to do is reprove it. What they are saying is, as is above, so is below. What is that? They are saying that man will overcome and rise up. What are they saying? They're preaching Daniel chapter 2, verse number 43 to you. The iron, behold, the iron mixed with the clay. We're going to expound on that next week. That all has to do with DNA. That has to do with the whole thing, what the devil's plan is. We're going to talk about that next Wednesday night. But we'll cover that whole thing so I can explain to you, because you're going to think I'm nuts. You've heard portions of this, but it was tried before. Sons of God, daughters of men. It was done before. What is that? Don't you understand? That's opposites. That's why when these yahoos try to tell you that, well, the sons of God, they were the godly line of Seth. Yeah, because I'm even telling you, I've seen some lost people and some saved people come together, and they didn't make no giants. They might have made a few monsters, but they didn't make any giants. Amen? No, what is it? Opposites. What is that? Sons of God, daughters of men. As is above, so is below. That's what it's about. By the way, these same radio show hosts that are bragging against the spirit of humanity of 1776 will rise above, those same people preached a different message than I preached to you on Man of Steel. They said the Man of Steel was a type of Christ. God doesn't deal in mysteries. God sent His only begotten Son, not veiled. I mean, veiled in the flesh, that is, but not veiled or hidden from man. He died on an old rugged cross. He was buried and He rose again the third day. God's not trying to hide that. He didn't want us to hide that. He wants to blast it from the rooftops. Well, what's the Antichrist doing? The mystery of iniquity. God revealed the mystery of godliness. Remember that? Great is the mystery of godliness, Paul said. He said He was manifest in the flesh. And then He ascended to heaven. He died. He ascended to heaven. He gave you the gospel. He said, that's the mystery of godliness. That's what the mystery of godliness is. That Christ was manifest in the flesh. Then what's the anti-type of that? The mystery of iniquity. That's the anti-type. Well, what's that going to do? He's going to manifest in the flesh. He's going to ascend to the sides of the north. He's going to be like the Most High. He's going to sit on the mount of the sides of the north, sit on the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north. He's going to be like the most high. That's the plan. That's the conspiracy. These people will be fooled by the conspiracy. These lost people will be fooled. By the way, in closing, let me just say this. I think I'm closing. Whoa. The conspiracy will not be defeated by man, but by the King of Kings. King David triumphed over his enemies. It took the charge of a king. You say, but I don't know. Don't you think that we can rise up? We're going to defeat? No, it says here, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. The God of this conspiracy is the God of this world, and He'll not be defeated by us. Now, the Bible does say, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I praise the Lord for that. That means that personal protection from the Holy Ghost is there for our souls and sealed unto the day of redemption, the Bible says. Thank God for that. But no, my friends, we will not conquer the devil like that. We will not defeat him. God will defeat him. We will not defeat the Antichrist. We might run from him. We might escape from him. There'll be believers that will. I'm not saying we're going to be there. I'm just saying we may or we may not be there. But you want to know who's really going to do the victory? Turn to Revelation chapter 19. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Hey, wait a minute. Remember Psalm chapter 2 and the rod of iron? That's him. And he treadeth the winepress of the fiercest and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a chain in his, and a great chain in his hand. Boy, that must have been a mighty big chain, huh? And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. This is the conspiracy. This is the plan. And the end is that the Lord wins. Amen. The Word of God comes back. And he squashes the rebellion. And he throws that wicked old serpent into a cell for 1,000 years. Lets him come out for a little season, and then he destroys him. Forever in the lake of fire he places him. Him, the beast, and the false prophet, who wrought miracles in the sight of all the world. That's what's going to happen. But before that, there's a whole lot of other things that are happening. And there's a game plan, and the game plan is to make man a god. That's been the plan all along. Conspiracies? Yep, they're real. The ones that I can find in Scripture. The ones that I can see the Spirit that's working behind them to help them and to guide them. You say, do you really think, come on, I had somebody say this to me, come on, you really think 9/11 could have been a conspiracy? That's what they said to me. You really think people are smart enough to put that together? No, maybe they aren't. But then again, who gives knowledge of things like that? Who gives power like that? Look up a man named Nikola Tesla. You ever heard of him? Joe, you've heard of Nikola Tesla, haven't you? Okay. You know who he is, right? Yeah. Well, he was an esoteric mystery religion guy. He sure did, but he had a lot of help. See, it appears that Nikola Tesla had spirits that spoke to him. And he knew a lot of things. How to harness, you know. And when you start to study the history and you start to look at some of these men, you find out where'd they get all their knowledge at. For instance, men like Benjamin Franklin were absolutely geniuses. Well, Benjamin Franklin was the biggest devil this country ever saw. He was rotten. Yeah. I mean, he was all over the place. Did a lot of wicked stuff. See, how could you talk about the founding fathers that way? Because I have a Bible, and if they did something wicked, I'm going to tell you about it. Amen. Tell you the truth. But I'll save that for later. There's another time we'll talk about that. There's a spirit that works in these men. What was their goal? Their goal was to create a new world over here. America was to be a forefront for that new world order. So things aren't always as they seem. That doesn't mean I regret living here. I regret the fact that we've had liberty for 200 years, because what they meant for evil, God meant for good, and we spread the gospel through the whole known world. So God still used it. But there's a spirit. Understand this. There is the mystery of godliness. There is the Spirit of God. Wherever you find the Spirit of God, close to it, you find a combating spirit that wants to battle that. So in America, when America's founding was here, when a new world order wanted to be started, when the goal was a new world order. Now, Christians came over here to escape persecution. That's all true. They came over here to practice their faith. That's all true. But so did the occultists. They came over too. And they wanted to practice their faith. And they saw America as something new. But we'll talk about that some other day. Conspiracy? Yep, it's real. They're in the Bible. But they're led by the devil. And that's what it's all. That doesn't mean that every conspiracy that's ever talked about is true. What it does mean, though, is when you can trace the spirit of Antichrist in there and you can see it, what's the end game? Why do we need to cripple? Why did America have to be crippled with 9/11? Why did that have to take place? Why did we have to do that? Why did we have to lose freedom and liberty? Why? Because you'll never get to the end unless these things happen. And that's the plan. That's the conspiracy. Whether it was understood or not by whoever did it, that was the game plan. That was the goal. That's always been the goal. But we know who wins in the end. Amen. The Lord.